Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM radio. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, Julie. How are you on this beautiful day?
I'm doing good. It's nice out.
Very good. And how are the dogs? Let me see if I can remember the names. Is it Boba Fett, Yoda, and Gary?
Chewy,
Leia,
and Levi.
And Levi, right. Yep. Okay. Sorry about that. Sometimes my remembrance of names is not as good as it should be.
Well, yeah, I know, Star Wars, Chewie and Leia.
I knew the Star Wars part, yep. So Chewie and Leia.
Yep, and then Levi.
And which one is the cattle dog?
Levi. We'll be talking about him today.
Very good.
Because I have Cassie Anderson with Cascade Disc Dogs on the show after the first segment. We'll be talking with her about the flying disc dogs and all those crazy frisbee dogs and how they do that. And Levi is actually a budding disc dog himself, so I'm very much looking forward to talking to her in just a little bit. But before that, I've got so much to talk about, Eric.
Good. It's a talk show. So.
It's a problem. I wish I had a show every day.
Well,
soon.
That could be arranged.
Soon, yeah. It's funny to talk about because I'm hoping anyway that other people out there do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I seem to have a problem.
What kind of problem?
A problem where I can't stop inserting my dog's names into songs.
I thought I was the only one that ever did that. That's funny.
You did that?
I used to do that, yeah.
I like Quite can't stop doing it. And it's not even if I'm listening to a song, but I'll just start singing random songs, like songs
it's
that
infectious,
I haven't.
Infectious, yeah.
Yeah, songs that I haven't. There's some like that I haven't heard in 15 years. That
I
I'll
can
just
think it would be a little bit hard for you if your dog's name. My dog was named Duke, and Duke, you know, sounds like you, and every song has you in it. So.
Well, Chew sounds Chew. Like you.
There you go.
But Levi, he's an Australian cattle dog, and we often call him the cow dog. Cow dog, cattle dog.
Right.
And one of my favorite ones recently is, you know, that jingle for a flooring company or something. 800-588-2300, cow dog. Instead of the company name. It's too easy.
And someone out there is dialing cow dog right now. And some poor person is like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, we do not do that.
Right.
Oh, it's seriously, it's a daily thing, and I'll just start doing it. And
I think you could have a future in jingle singing. That
Maybe.
Was pretty good.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully there are others out there who join me in this affliction of...
If you are a counselor that helps with this kind of issue...
Please call. I need your help.
Give us a call. We could probably both use a little help in that respect.
Yeah. Fortunately, the dogs don't seem to care that I'm constantly singing to them or changing words around in songs so that I insert their names instead of other words. But
well, that's good. They're not as judgmental as people. Yeah. That's why we love them.
I just hope I don't lose touch with my social. I don't hope I don't become socially awkward, Eric.
Too late. I know from experience that once you go around singing, your dog's name in songs, that it's all over.
Like I can't stop.
Yeah.
could be worse. So much to talk about. Next week, I've got I can't remember his name, but we are going to talk about there was the largest dog fighting operation in U.S. history was busted recently.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Dr. Lockwood, Senior Vice President of Field Services, who's going to be on hand to evaluate the dogs. I think there were like 400 dogs that. So the operation currently involves over 400 dogs, and the ASPCA is assisting in animal rescue, veterinary care, forensic evidence collection, and behavior evaluations. And Dr. Lockwood has a big part in the behavior evaluations of these dogs, which I'm just really interested.
I tell you, Michael Vick gets out of jail for like 1 week and Oh, yeah. He's not involved with this, is he?
No, he's not.
Okay.
This one is like spans many states, and yeah. it's a big deal. So really wonderful opportunity to talk to somebody who is on the scene for that. So that's going to be next week, Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Tune in for that. And I also this flea season has been the worst for me personally, because I have three dogs now, and mm-hmm. there's dogs in and out of my living space a lot, and I'm very, very much opposed to using any sort of topical pesticide or something that's harsh on the animal, because it's not good for them. It's really bad for them, actually. So,
right.
So I was doing all this stuff. I was doing everything that I knew to do mm-hmm. to avoid doing something harsh like that on the animal.
Mm-hmm.
Essential oils and, you know, washing the bedding, like stripping down all yeah. the bedding, washing everything that I could get my hands on, you know, every other day. Constantly doing laundry.
Did you try the borax on the carpet?
Well, I have hardwoods.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't have any area rugs down or
right.
But that's a good point, because I finally a colleague of mine introduced me to Flea Busters, who I had heard of before, but mm-hmm. she said she never has to do anything to her animals, and she has, like, you know, two cats and a dog or something like that, and she's also in animal practice, so she has animals in and out of her home office all the time.
And so
she was just, you know, raving about Flea Busters. And so I called them up, and they came out, and they were very nice, and they, you know, were talking to me a lot, giving me so much information. And they treated my living space in a way, with the hardwoods, they had the spray that they sprayed along the baseboards, like the cracks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had to be out of the house for a few hours while they did that. And then with the carpets, they have I think it's a patented, you know, Flea Busters exclusive formula that is similar, I think, to like a boric acid.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a salt-based thing that they scrub into carpets. So it's a dry, you know, it's a dry powder, and they
yeah.
basically use a broom and brush it into the carpets. And
safe for animals, but bad for fleas.
Yeah, I mean, you can actually eat the stuff. It's totally non-toxic.
Right. Probably doesn't taste too good, though.
No, probably doesn't taste too good. And it totally got rid of the fleas.
Excellent.
It takes 3 to 5 weeks because of the flea's life cycle.
Uh-huh.
And the cool thing is fleas spend like half of their life cycle off the animal. So what people tend to do is they tend to, ooh, my dog has fleas or my cat right. has fleas. So they focus on the animal, do all this treatment to the animal, but then there's fleas all in the eggs
mm-hmm.
and the cocoons all over the living space.
Yeah.
So they might get rid of the fleas, you know, wash them off or whatever,
right.
but then they just hatch and jump
then
back
they come
on.
Back, yeah.
It is an uphill battle, let me tell you.
So Flea Busters lived up to their name.
Totally.
They busted the fleas.
They busted the fleas, and most importantly, I didn't have to do anything to my animals.
Perfect.
You really don't have to do anything to them. It's awesome. So I am such a fan of them. I, you know, waited a few weeks before I talked about them, because I wanted to make sure that they do what they say they do, and they do. So check them out. You can go to fleabusters.com and go to Washington, and you'll find the contact information for King, Pierce, and Snohomish counties. I can give you the phone number right now. It's 800-998-3532. They guarantee no fleas for a year. And I'm a believer. So check that out. That's awesome. And it's really a way to minimize what we have to do to our pets, because that's, you know, you hate to see them itch, but then it's also, you don't want to have to give them flea dips and bathe them. And
when you've got a bad flea problem, it's just overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. Yeah. And we tried everything. We tried bombing the house. It just doesn't work. I mean,
yeah.
the fleas are very, very good at surviving, and they can get to places where, you know, unless you know what to do, they can kind of get around any kind of treatment. So that was awesome. And I was at a adopt-a-thon last weekend at the Kent Animal Shelter, and that was a really cool experience. I got to meet a lot of local rescues there, and there's just a lot of people really working for the animals. And we actually saw a lot of dogs and cats who found homes, which was really great. It looked like it was a really successful successful event. And that I was there as with a company called Healing Allies that takes shelter dogs and trains them to be mental health service dogs.
One of our fine sponsors.
Indeed. And we actually did find a dog. We had specific needs for this particular client, but he's a hypoallergenic dog. He's a little toy poodle. And so I'd like to send a little shout out to Basil the toy poodle, who's a puppy mill rescue, who is doing just phenomenally well given his circumstances. And he's starting to play, and he's just the sweetest dog. It's like you hold him and he just kind of melts into you, and he's going to make a very, very wonderful mental health service dog and companion for somebody. It was just a really cool thing to be a part of that process. So if you want to find out more about that, you can go to the website, which is www.healingallies.com, and find out about what they do with mental health service dogs, emotional support dogs, and clinical therapy dogs. And there's also an ad for them on the show. Speaking of ads on the show, my ads are hand-picked. So they are like a referral from me to you. So Eric, if you asked me, Julie, as a friend, who do you recommend for raw food? Who do you recommend for an electrician?
Well, I would just listen to the commercials because I would know.
Eric, listen to the commercials because that's who I would recommend. These are people who I have had experience with and I fully personally recommend. So tune into those advertisers because it's a great great resource for you listeners for both dog-related and not necessarily dog-related. So we're going to take a break and we will be back in just a few minutes with Cassie Anderson with Cascade Disc Dogs in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Just bust the move.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer. The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
Are you a doctor, dentist, or therapist? Have you ever wished you could take your dog to work with you? Visit HealingAllies.com to find out how you can train your dog to become a clinical therapy dog in your office or clinic. Clinical therapy dogs provide people with joy, affection, and emotional support in healthcare settings. Research shows that therapy animals have positive psychological and physiological effects on clients and patients. Meet your newest staff member, your dog. Visit HealingAllies.com or call 206-406-1455 for more information. That's HEELINGALLIES.com.
Forget their space and come check out our space on the web, 1150kknw.com, and find out about Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. So in the line of us talking about songs that we could insert dogs' names, that one was Bust a Flea. For Flea Busters.
That's right.
Good job, Eric.
Thank you. Busting a move over here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you were. So. It was awesome. So we have Cassie Anderson with Cascade Disc Dogs with us today. Hi, Cassie.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, disc dogs, now this means frisbee.
It means frisbee, and we use the word disc because frisbee is actually copyrighted by Wham-O.
Got it. It's kind of like Kleenex.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
So technically we can't use the word frisbee, so we use disc.
Mm. So it doesn't mean dogs from outer space or...
No, unfortunately. But some of them almost get there.
Yeah, I bet. So this is where they do kind of like tricks with frisbees, or tell me a little bit about actually what they're doing other than catching frisbees.
The basic theory of catching frisbees, and there's basically two different types of games. One is toss and fetch, which is basically you throw the disc out down a marked field, they catch it and bring it back. The other one is freestyle, and it's up to two minute choreographed routine to music with a stack of frisbees and a whole bunch of tricks.
Okay. So what do you mean by tricks?
Let's see, it's hard to describe without pictures. Anywhere from, you can start with the basics, like having them weave through your legs and then catch a frisbee,
mm-hmm.
roll over, catch a frisbee. You'll see a lot of the professionals doing body work.
Mm-hmm.
We call them vaults, where the dog will jump off of your back to catch a frisbee out of the air, jump off of your knee, catch the frisbee out of the air,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
And how do you, well, so many questions. Okay, so first of all, does a dog have to, is this something that they just kind of have, or can you train a dog, like teach a dog how to do this, or do they have to have certain qualities that are just already there?
The only two major qualities is to be physically fit and able to do it, and to love to. Some dogs naturally will catch things out of the air. You got lucky with that dog. You have to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
Most dogs, you have to teach how to catch something out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people give up on the sport because they'll throw the frisbee 30, 40 yards. The dog doesn't catch it. They wait for it to land and bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
You got to teach the dog the game. The whole game is to catch this thing out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to roll it in a little bit. Start real, real short,
yeah.
And then increase your distance.
Yeah. And that's true with a lot of, you know, specialized things, is that oftentimes people start like too advanced. It's like, okay, well,
yes.
this actually has to be broken down into, you know, multiple pieces sometimes. First
yeah.
being, like you said, teach them to even catch it out of the air.
Well, and a lot of dogs have never even seen a plastic disc, nor do they know that it's a toy.
Mm-hmm.
So even just going all the way back to the toy. Just getting used to fetching and rolling the disc on the ground and then introducing it in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll even take it all the way back to not even throwing it. We call it a take, where the dog will just take it right out of your hand,
mm-hmm.
and then you release it maybe a foot,
mm-hmm.
and then 2 feet, and then 3 feet, and increase your throws from there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dogs don't pick up on a far throw the very first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just, I mean, he's... You know, as often the case, my cattle dog is a natural at a lot of things and therefore also very challenging day in and day out because he's...
Yes.
Yeah, but he just kind of like threw the, you know, he just whipped the frisbee out and he was just like, bam, out. He didn't catch it the first time, but he tried. So,
Yeah.
Something that he does, and we just basically had to find after many trials a frisbee that he couldn't destroy... But how do you get them, I mean, to not, bring it back and then just try to kill it?
That's basically, it goes back to training. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize actually how much training we do.
Mm-hmm.
In disc, it's not just throwing the disc out and having them bring back. There's so many issues that can happen between that.
Mm-hmm.
For a dog who's not releasing and who wants to kill it on the way back, a lot of times people will use a long line mm-hmm. to reel them in, and then you've got control and you can take the disc from them.
Mm-hmm.
A drop command. The other option is having more than one frisbee.
Mm-hmm.
Show them the next one.
Mm-hmm.
You get this one if you give me that one.
Mm-hmm.
Trade them out. Treat training works. Mm-hmm. Here's a treat. Give me that disc.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, he seems to be getting better at it where he'll mostly just bring it back and drop it. And
yeah.
then I taught him to just back up to kind of just get him, like, automatically drop it and then take a step back so that he just wasn't
yeah.
right there. But every once in a while, he tries to get a good dig in to
yeah.
just try to kill it. But, yeah, we finally found one that just he didn't destroy, like, within two throws.
yeah, a good one out there is Hyperflight sells a Jaws disc.
Uh-huh.
And HeroDisc USA sells a Superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both a little bit heavier, made of a special plastic four dogs,
mm-hmm.
and they're bite resistant for the, especially for the cattle dogs and the Malinois that have a really strong bite to them.
Mm-hmm. Hyperflight, is that that's not like a foamy kind of?
No, these
okay.
are all. It's like a competition standard,
mm-hmm.
but it's more got more of a translucent like gel look to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about the sturdiest canine disc out there.
Okay.
That's probably the number one thing when people start playing is to choose your plastic wisely.
Mm.
The discs that you get from the promotional fairs and from pet stores
mm-hmm.
are not actually good for dogs.
Mm.
The rims are really sharp,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times if the dog does have a good solid bite, they'll crack.
Mm.
And now you've got a cracked disc that's going to tear up your dog's mouth.
Mm.
Both Hyperflight and Hero Discs make special canine-friendly discs.
Mm-hmm.
They're made of a softer plastic, so they look like those discs, but they're not going to crack. You could fold it in half, and it's not going to crack.
Okay.
So it's really important to take a step back and look at your plastic, make sure it's not ruining your dog's mouth.
Yeah, that I'm so glad you said that, because I'm actually looking into getting some Frisbees made up with the Dog Talk Show logo to give away at, you know, events and stuff. And
yeah.
I think I'm going to have to rethink that now, because I'm
yeah.
sure that my...
Unfortunately, the promotional discs are good to give out, and they're a whole lot cheaper than the canine-friendly ones.
Right.
But just if you do that, make sure you tell people these are for you, not for the dog.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are just not aware that they're going to rip up your dog's mouth.
Right.
And that there are canine-friendly ones out there.
Yeah. So you said Hyperflight. What was the other one?
Hero Disc USA.
Hero?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And both companies offer a good range of different kinds of how bite resistant they are and weight, and both offer a puppy disc, which is a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm. Is there a standard for disc dog competition that there's actually a standard size Frisbee, just like an Ultimate Frisbee?
Yes. Both of those offer those, and I don't remember the grammage on them, but both companies offer a standard plastic disc, canine-friendly. Most organizations, that if you go to an event, will have a list of acceptable Frisbees. You cannot show up with one of the pet store ones. They won't let you play with it. It's dangerous. They'll give you something else.
Okay. So there's a specific qualification for the safety
yes.
of the Frisbee, as well as the size and the weight.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, it comes down to safety. It has to be a canine-friendly disc. If you're running a novice dog and you've only been playing with a floppy one, a lot of times they'll let you use that.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to graduate Levi to a standard disc so that it gets
yes.
used to that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And where do you guys train as a club, you know, like on a weekly basis? Or how does that, you know, if someone like me wants to get into that, how does that look?
We are over in the peninsula, and I've been here just about a year now,
mm-hmm.
so it's still pretty new up here.
Mm-hmm.
I've offered two classes. We don't have anything regular going quite yet because I'm looking for a facility, a place to go that we can work off-leash consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it's kind of we're just kind of rolling with it and putting dates up as we get a place to play.
Mm-hmm.
Online, there's on the website, there's lots of training tips. The best thing to do is come out to an event. Mm-hmm. Somebody is there to help you. Somebody will walk you through it. If your dog is catching and you can throw and you've got a good recall, mm-hmm. then you're ready to start.
Okay.
And then just kind of work from there and work your way up.
Okay. Well, we are going to take a break and we'll be back with Cassie Anderson of Cascade Disc Dogs. If you have a question for her about the disc dog events or training, or whether you think, you know, whether she thinks your dog would be a good dog for that, or if you have a question for me, give us a call. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. As always, we will be giving away treats, Bitto Love treats, to anyone who calls in. And we'll hope to hear from you. And we will be back in just a few minutes with Cassie Anderson and Cascade Disc Dogs.
Is your pet suffering from allergies, cancer, arthritis, back pain, or digestive upset? The Holistic Animal Clinic treats these problems and more using holistic veterinary medicine and acupuncture to bring your pet to health. Dr. Masami Seplo's treatment supports the body's natural ability to heal itself, are non-invasive and highly effective. If your pet doesn't tolerate medication or nothing you've tried is working, visit theholisticanimalclinic.net or call 206-723-3809 to make an appointment. That's www.holisticanimalclinic.net, 206-723-3809.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Urban Beast. Fresh, modern, fun. Seattle's destination for all your pet needs. Located in the South Lake Union neighborhood at 217 Yale Avenue North, directly across from the REI flagship store. Urban Beast features unique accessories such as toys, beds, collars, leashes, and more. They have a great assortment of healthy food and yummy treats for the pets you love. Open 7 days a week and offering free parking in the Alley 24 garage. Come see what the Beast is all about.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Jump up and get down. Jump. Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes, and we are here with Cassie Anderson of Cascade Disc Dogs. Welcome back, Cassie.
Thank you.
And we have actually a caller for you, Cassie. We have Tina in Whidbey Island. Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Do you have a question for Cassie?
Yeah, I do. I have a Boston Terrier. How can I start training him for disc dogs?
Does he have any fetch drive?
Only a little bit.
Only a little bit. The best thing to do probably, is he food motivated?
Yes.
Is to start introducing the disc with a treat inside of the rim and start moving it along the floor back and forth and encouraging him to get the treat out of the disc. Eventually, they will learn that the disc is a treat releaser and start running after the disc. Then you can move on to bringing the disc back if once you've got the chase going on. If there's no fetch drive there, make it a super exciting game. And probably put a long line on him to show him that the game is to bring it back. And that's a good place to start. It's basic fetch and retrieve and drop.
Okay. And what was the name of your club again?
Olympic Disc Dog.
Olympic Disc Dog. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your call, Tina. So, Cassie, how many dogs do you have?
We've got a total of five right now.
Five dogs. And what breeds do you have?
We've got three border collies, mm-hmm. An Aussie cattle mix, and a rescued dachshund.
A dachshund.
Yes.
Well, we have some similarities. I have a cattle dog and a dachshund, and then a shepherd mix.
I never thought I'd end up with a dachshund, but there you go.
Happens to the best of us.
Yes.
So there's a, have you seen the documentary called Wiener Takes All?
No.
It's about national wiener dog races.
Oh, you know what? We were on that website the other day looking at the races, though.
It's really funny.
We were considering taking him down there. So.
To the local ones?
Yeah, in October, there's a wiener race.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Where's that?
It's at Oktoberfest. I don't remember what town it's in.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, it's on their website, so I thought that would be kind of fun since he's not really doing anything else.
Yeah. So he's not catching discs?
A little bit in the backyard with absolutely no distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the backyard is the huge step from in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So, you know, but he's watching the other dogs and he's seeing how much fun they're having and he's catching on. I'm just not sure, you know, dachshunds don't have as much drive and herding drive,
uh-huh,
as the other dogs do.
Yeah.
But we're making it a super, super fun game and being really, really excited about it. So he's catching on, so slowly.
Pun intended.
Yes.
My dachshund, like when I'm throwing it for the cattle dog, who's all over it, of course, and then she'll get kind of fired up and she'll come over and, you know, get all kind of feisty with it, and I'll drag it on the ground and she'll want to get it, and then if I hold the cattle dog, because he'll obviously beat her to the frisbee,
yeah,
if he's allowed, but if I hold him back and throw the frisbee, she'll run after it and then just kind of get there and look at me. So, and that's fine. I mean, I don't really,
yeah,
have any expectations for her,
yeah,
to do that, but
you might try rolling it,
mm-hmm,
on its edge, mm-hmm, instead of throwing it, and then using a get it command.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where the step we're at with our little dachshund is. He runs out there and he wants to lay down and chew on it.
Right.
And it's not a chew toy. Bring it back.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll bring back like little balls and stuff, but I think with this, the frisbee's just so big, it would be hard for her.
Oh.
She'd have to like drag it back or something.
Yeah, we've got little ones for him. They're quite adorable.
Mm. So, with the, is there like a minimum age where dogs have to, you know, for like bone development or?
Yes.
Okay.
For toss and fetch, you can start them pretty young. For anything else, you want to wait until they're 18 months. And preferably after you've had vet check and,
mm-hmm,
x-ray their hips.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that their bones are in place, that they've stopped growing. A lot of people don't realize that their dogs are still growing, even though they're a year old. And if you jump them too early, too high,
mm-hmm,
even if they don't show damage now, they could show damage in a couple of years, and then it's lifelong, it's permanent.
Mm.
So overworking a young dog is very dangerous.
So with the year-old cattle dog who, you know, if I maybe just throw them low so that he's not jumping?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you say a lot of it, people need to realize they need to practice without their dog. Your throws need to be accurate and straight and catchable for the safety of the dog.
Right.
You need to know how far out to put them and how high to put them. So like you don't want them jumping too high.
It's like a quarterback.
Yeah.
You want to lay up your receiver too high, otherwise they, you know, they can get hurt.
Yes.
So, okay. So that's good to know. So he's just now a year, so I should really be mindful about that.
Yeah.
For the next 6 months and really keep those throws low.
Yep.
And, because if he's, you know, he'll go for anything, so.
Yeah, especially with those herding breeds. They'll go all out.
Yeah.
So keep them low and level. I've seen more crashes on the toss and fetch throws than I've seen off the body vaults and the big tricks.
Right.
So, yeah, just make sure your throws are accurate and straight and catchable because these dogs will go through fences to get these things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Yeah, we were talking to his breeder about it a while ago, and she said to try to keep the throws low so that he's not jumping and to also just keep the session short.
Yeah.
Or at least build him up to, you know, longer sessions. But
yeah. That's the other thing is these dogs are trained as athletes.
Yeah.
So you got to feed them like athletes and work them like athletes to make sure you don't overwork them and still keep their interest in little sessions throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, what about like little, like, because I've done a little bit of just that more like a toss and fetch kind of where I just, in working on him catching it, just kind of like, you know, just sort of flick it up and then he like catapults himself. It's crazy. Just like launch into the air and he doesn't really do anything 50% at all. It's all 100%.
Yeah.
So I wonder if I should not even do that.
Another thing you can try is right now I'm assuming you're throwing the disc when he's facing you and you're throwing it over the top of his head.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, it's really hard for them to spin, find the disc, and run and get to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll lower your catch ratio. A lot of times you'll see the professionals do an around where the dog circles around our bodies as we release the disc.
Okay.
That way the dog is already facing the disc and is in a forward motion by the time you release it.
Okay.
It'll up your catch ratio. It also makes it easier for the dog to catch.
So how do you go ahead? Yeah.
Take the disc if are you a right hand thrower?
Yes.
And put it down so he can see it. Lure him around as you turn a circle, and then right as you would send out the disc, go ahead and release it, and he's going to be on your left hand side already headed out.
Okay, so I would actually physically spin and then throw.
Yeah, and then once he gets the idea that he's to go around you, you can just say around.
Right. Okay.
And then he'll go around, and as he's passing your left-hand side, release the disc.
So he just knows what to expect.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's there, he's facing it and already moving in a forward direction towards the disc, and you'll see a huge improvement.
Okay.
Play a little bit with your release timing.
Mm-hmm.
On my female border collie, I release it right as she passes me.
Mm-hmm.
On our male, I release it when he's maybe already 10 yards out.
Okay.
So play with that a little bit.
Okay. And do you typically throw it, like, you know, as far as you can, or?
No. Accuracy before distance, always.
Okay.
If they're not catching it at 25 yards, pull it back to 20. If you're throwing up into the trees and over the fence and way on the side and the thing's curving, which we've all done,
mm-hmm.
bring your throws back in. Keep them accurate. Keep his catch ratio up. Keep the dog successful, just like in any other training.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you get better on your throw, then you can increase the distance.
Okay. I could probably use that in golfing as well. I don't golf very much, but I've been to the driving range, and I tend to just try to kill the ball, and it doesn't work very well. So
yes, we've all started out that way. I put quite a few into the stands, you know, trying to throw it and wing it as far as I could.
Right.
And, you know, it goes all over the place, and the dog can't catch it, and they look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep it short and keep them accurate.
Okay. And what is your website so people can check out the website? There's videos on the website, all sorts of information about training and demos and sponsors and upcoming events. Where can people go to find you?
It's discdoggin,
mm-hmm.
with 2 G's, IN.com.
Mm-hmm. And you have some events coming up, a few more events this summer, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
There is an event this weekend in Bellingham, and it's at Lake Patton Baseball Field. The entry is free. It's a Skyhounds event, and it's not until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so that's very nice.
Okay.
The weekend after, at the Go Dog Go Festival in Kirkland,
mm-hmm.
is hosted by the Woof D2 Club, and that's a really fun event. It's got obstacle courses for you to try with your Frisbee, where you stand at the line, and you throw a disc through a hula hoop, mm-hmm. and land your dog in a square on the other side.
Wow.
So it's really a lot of fun.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, anybody who wants to come out and try it, they don't know if they're ready, they don't know if they're qualified, come on out. The novice and beginners are welcome at any of the events. People are there to help you, walk you through it, help you with your skills. It's a fun time.
Okay. Very good. All right, well, we're going to take another break. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Cassie Anderson and Cascade Disc Dogs. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs on Alternative Talk 1150.
The Barking Lounge is Seattle's premier dog daycare and overnight boarding facility. With 24-hour supervision dedicated to the health and well-being of your pooch, it's no wonder why the Barking Lounge was voted best doggy daycare in Western Washington. New customers can mention this ad and receive a free temperament test and day of play care, a $44 value. Offer available for a limited time, valid for new customers only, and has no cash value.
Get your dog to smile with treats good enough for people, but specially made for dogs. Introducing Bitolove, the treat that's made in the U.S. with USDA-inspected meat, without any artificial flavors, colors, or byproducts. It's guaranteed to make them smile. So the next time your four-legged family member comes walking through the doggy door after a hard day of chasing birds and digging holes, put a big smile on their face with some slow, roasted, mouth-watering Bitolove dog treats. And don't forget to stop by Bitolove.com to learn more about our variety of flavors.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, gifted animal communicator Mary Gettin joins us in the studio. We'll discuss her book, Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective. Her experiences with whales are amazing, and the information the orcas share is spiritually profound. She also visits regularly with grays and humpbacks. Be sure to join us for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034. Or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Hi, I'm Vicki St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Join Vicki July 27th when we'll discuss good food beyond factory farming with one of America's leading environmental activists, Nicolette Hamm-Niemann.
Check out our guest schedule at conversationslive.net and join me Mondays at noon.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We're back with Cassie Anderson with Cascade Disc Dogs. Welcome back, Cassie.
Thank you.
And we're talking all about Frisbee dogs, but disc dogs, right, technically?
Yes.
So talking about, you know, you have border collies and you have a Aussie cattle dog mix.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been talking about Levi, the cattle dog, the cow dog. And does this type of, they can kind of get obsessive, you know?
A little bit.
just a little bit. And, you know, it's kind of a, I think it depends on the dog, but in that's kind of, you know, an opportunity for them to express their drive.
Yeah.
But does this help with high drive dogs, like herding dogs, by harnessing the drive, or can it make them more obsessive, or what's been your experience with that?
I think a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
I think on the super obsessive dogs, throwing in that training and harnessing, you know, the drive and the energy, but using it as a workforce is, if you want this disc, I need you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to sit, stay. I need you to weave. I need you to work for this disc. And that brings them out a little bit, mm-hmm. focuses them, you know, to do whatever it is I ask them to do, and then you can have the Frisbee.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause border collies are definitely over-obsessive.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing that training onto the field is definitely, it helps them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all these dogs definitely need jobs, and this is a good job for them.
Yeah. It seems that, you know, as you're saying, along with anything that they're, if they are really tapping into that intense drive, that it's important that you keep their brain engaged so that they're thinking about something and not just totally being off of impulse or instinct.
Exactly. And I think that's really important for safety, too, because they need to be focused. They need to understand what they're doing and what they're asking so they don't hurt themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I was working with a cattle jack mix, and he was so over-focused and so wound tight. His owner was so frustrated with him, and I waited him out, and he ran circles around me for 20 minutes. And I said, no, I'm not going to throw it.
Yeah.
I will wait until you've stopped, where she would get frustrated and just throw it. Fine, just go.
Yeah.
And eventually, his training did come along quite nicely when he had to play by my rules.
Yeah.
And he got focused, and he was spectacular, this dog.
Oh, I bet.
But yeah, keeping your calm and not letting these smart dogs get the best of you, because they will. They know.
Yeah.
They're so super smart. They're going to play off of your weaknesses, and just hold your ground with them.
Mm-hmm. Patience is such a huge part, regardless of what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. For so many reasons. We have a caller. We have Ralph in Coopville who has a question for you, Cassie. Hi, Ralph.
Hi.
Well, thanks for calling to the Dog Talk Show.
Hi. I have a couple of questions.
Yes.
Number one is, I've heard both ways. Is it Cascade Disc Doggin' or is it Olympic Disc Doggin'?
Olympic Disc Dogs.
Olympic Disc Doggin'. Okay, that's my first question. My second question is, on the Disc Doggin' website, is it spelled D-I-S-K or D-I-S-C?
It's with a C, actually.
It's with a C, yeah.
K is for the floppy computer disk.
There you go. That's what I want to find. So it's D-I-S-C-D-O-G-G-I-N?
Yep.
That's what I want to know. Third question is, do guys get involved, or is it just women?
It's actually a very high guy percentage. You see very few women playing in the sport. It's getting more and more popular, but mostly it's a man sport. So we want all those women to come out there and join us.
So you're kind of, pardon the pun, in a class by yourself, are you not?
Excuse me?
I said you're kind of in a class by yourself, are you not?
Yes, except for men and women are all judged the same, even on the distance throwing.
There you go.
Guys seem to tend to have a better score at throwing further than women do. And there's only one organization that will split the men and the women into two different groups. But it just, it raises the bar for women to step it up and play with the big boys.
There you go. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Ralph. Yeah, you know, it's interesting, my experience with training and working with families with dogs and a lot of competitive dog sports, other competitive dog sports, seem to be predominantly women.
Yeah.
But it would make sense that this one might attract the guys more.
Yeah, as a rule, they played in college, they played on the beach, you know, they played without a dog growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Not many of us girls were out there playing Frisbee when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got, you know, a little bit of an advantage. A lot of these guys used to play Ultimate,
yep.
you know, back in the day. So now they have a dog, and now, you know, they've got all these fancy tricks, and it's a good combination.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to step it up a little bit.
Now, what if you get somebody who wants to do this and has the dog but doesn't mm-hmm. have the throw?
You teach them how to throw.
So you...
Because I certainly did not know how to throw
uh-huh.
in the beginning.
uh-huh.
That's a lot of why the classes and the clubs and the training clinics are good. Find a local club, join it. Have somebody who knows how to throw teach you how to throw.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the most invaluable lesson right there.
Mm.
So, and, you know, standing out in the backyard, throwing to a partner, throwing to a cone, you know, just getting that accuracy on your throw.
Mm-hmm. Without the dog even present.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not as much fun, but it helps.
Well, we won't tell him that we're throwing the Frisbee without him, because he would that wouldn't go over very well.
No, and all my dogs know it. They know when I've got Frisbees out. Even if they're all in their kennels and the shade's closed, they know I'm out here.
Yeah. Isn't it? It's so amazing. I think herding breeds are one of the most sensitive breed groups to that kind of thing as well. So
yes, definitely.
Can't fool them.
Nope.
Well, I am so bummed that I'm going to be out of town for this Go Dog Go event. It sounds like it's awesome, but will you give us the information about that again?
Go Dog Go Festival is on July 25th. It's an FDDO competition hosted by the Washington owners of Flying Disc Dogs.
Okay.
And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good one.
And that's in Kirkland?
Kirkland, yeah.
And is there information about that on your website?
There should be.
Okay. And the website is DiscDoggin, which is DiscDoggin.com.
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, now I know I'm going to work with Levi on the coming around me and then shooting out from behind me so that he's already facing the right direction.
Yeah.
And I'll try not to, well, I think my arm and shoulder will be happy too that I'm not just trying to, you know, throw it as far as I can.
Yeah.
And make sure to keep it nice and low so that he's not jumping. Now, even once a dog is like a year and a half and older, do you find that this can have, you know, like with any athletics, once a dog gets to be a senior dog, that this has an impact on their joints?
It can. And it depends on how you've conditioned your dog
mm-hmm.
and how often you work them.
Mm-hmm.
Our Aussie cattle has some hip problems.
Mm-hmm.
She's only four. So we work her very, very short sessions. We stretch and massage her after every session.
Mm-hmm.
We put the disc maybe 2 feet off the ground. So she is not jumping at all. She's just running out there and snatching it.
Yeah. And I was just talking with my partner today about this, but we have, for my older dog, a veterinary acupuncturist who is wonderful.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, well, we're going to have to get Levi into acupuncture once he starts competing.
Yeah. Acupuncture, massage, mm-hmm. Water therapy is great.
Mm-hmm.
Stretching these dogs out after you work them is so important, and a lot of people don't realize, you know, massage and stretching, you do it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Your dogs can't do it for themselves, so make sure you stretch their muscles out. It doesn't may not look like a lot of work on their body, but it actually is.
Hmm. Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, Cassie, thank you so much for being on the show today. It was a pleasure to talk to you. I've definitely gotten some great information for myself. With my potential disc dog, and I hope the listeners did too. And I will look forward to meeting you at some point, somewhere along the line.
Yes, we'd love to have you out.
Good. Well, thanks again for being on the show, and I'll be in touch soon.
Okay, great.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Excellent. Well, I'm just itching to get home and practice the short, low, little nuance training tips to increase Levi's efficiency and competitive edge. So much. I participated in field sports for a long time, and so it's a nice way to be competitive with my dog too.
Absolutely. Sounds like a lot of fun.
And I'm going to go home and sing songs with my dog's names in them and all that good stuff.
Toss him the disc as you sing the song.
Yep.
Sing Jump Around.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back next week. We'll be talking about the huge dog fighting ring bust with some experts. That. Thank you for listening to the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.